warning, etc. Edification, exhortation, comfort, all those things in verse 3. Verse 4 says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Oikodomeo. Oikodomeo means literally to build up the house. It means he builds himself up in the spirit. And I know that, and inexplicably, speaking in tongues, I know from experience, it builds you up. In a good sense, it doesn't puff you up. Remember, it says, love, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. You know, so things like knowing facts and so on and so forth, that can make us inflate. But love edifies, and so does tongues. Tongues edifies. It should not, it could puff up, sure, someone could get puffed up in that. I really don't see a lot of that, because there's so many warnings about it. And plus, it's really nothing to get excited about, because everyone can do it. That's why he says, I would that you all spake with tongues. Why? So you could all be built up. But he that prophesies builds up the church, because your gift is being shared with other people. And then he says, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. I've seen that plenty of times, where people will get up and they'll maybe say something in tongues, and then immediately comes an interpretation. And it's in the form, and a lot of times that could be in the form of prophecy. Because the tongues, if the tongues comes with an interpretation immediately, the tongues was a prophecy in the beginning. Now, a lot of times you might pray in an unknown tongue and it doesn't need an interpretation because you're praying to God. And it's for His Spirit to build you up. So now look at verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Why does he even say this? If this is known languages, why would he come like, well, you're all Greeks. Let me lay some Hebrew on you. Why would he even think that? And why doesn't he just simply say, speak your language instead of talking about revelation, knowledge? Because revelation, prophesying, knowledge, doctrine, those are things of the Spirit. Things that the Spirit of God does. Things that we are taught of by the Spirit of God and in the Scriptures. In verse 7, he says, even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? I used to use these verses to teach against tongues because, look at it, it's saying it's got to be clear. So to me, it couldn't be more clear. I thought, hey, tongues have to be understood. Otherwise, it's not, you know, but that's not what he's saying is, really, is that tongues aren't understood. And so without some sort of distinction, there's no signal being given. There's no communication being given. If they don't give a distinction in the sound, a variation, you know, if I just go, I mean, you might have the, okay, that means something. How shall it be known what is piped or harp? Things have to give some sort of distinction. That's why tongues is not ya ba 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 ba, or any, just like binary code is a code. Tongues is not a meaningless pattern. A meaningless pattern is, it could be a sign of, you know, you, I mean, it could have a spiritual meaning. It could mean I'm stuck in the mud, 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 spiritually dead, spiritually dead, spiritually dead, or asleep, whatever. Could mean a lot of things, you know, I suppose. I mean, everything, there's some sort of distinction there, isn't there? But the trumpet needs to give, this verse I use a lot for prophecy. And when we get to Revelation, we'll hear this verse again. If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, or indistinct, uncertain, indistinct, who's going to prepare himself to the battle? What's that mean? Sorry about that. revelry, you know? I mean, it's going to have people know exactly what that means. Get up, go, we got to go, we got to go. Right? Bum, ba, da. 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 Everyone knows what that means. Day is done. Right? I think that's the charge. You know, when they, at least I remember from the cowboy movies or from the cavalry movies, you know. And what would be the retreat? I forgot the retreat one. I wish I could remember because it's kind of fun to... Oh, well. But... you know, they would sound the trumpet would make a particular noise, even in our modern military, and it would signal to the soldiers, ah, that's what I've got to do. That's what's in Revelation. The trumpets of Revelation have to be very clear because trumpets are meant to be signals. A trumpet in the Bible is a signal of something. It signifies something. Now, I think the first four are literal. And after that, they become more symbolic as they go on. And then it becomes symbolic, and only the wise will understand the symbolic trumpets. They're not for the unwise, because they're not going to get it after that. They'll hear the first four, and then they'll be like, you know, they'll be confused. They'll probably confuse the two witnesses with the locust army, you know. I suppose. I'm just throwing that out there, you know. The wicked won't understand. Of course, the locust army could be literal. You know, I mean, hey... That'd be something else, huh? Shaped like a locust, you know. The heads is the hair of, hair's the hair of women. Teeth were as the teeth of lions. Well, but let's stick with the subject matter here. Everything has to give a distinct sound to communicate something. If tongues is just, I never do demonstrations of tongues for people. I know people who will. I don't because I don't know. I just to me, I do it when I'm spiritually, when I feel in the spirit to do it. I do it by the spirit. I might do it in the teaching, I suppose, if I felt like in the spirit I was wanting to say something in tongues. I'm not going to do it just gratuitously to show you this was tongues. I say, this is autolalia. You know, they have a scientific name for it, you know. But again, it's one thing.